Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
If at times our prayers don't seem to take effect immediately, other times they may directly open the floodgates of heaven. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. This is Acts 2:2-4. Several times I've experienced moments when the heavens opened. The first I remember took place in a youth camp. There, Pastor Christian Levy, my first pastor, led us in a time of prayer to seek the Holy Spirit. I intensely wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and why not speak in tongues like in the book of Acts? I knew that in an upper room, the disciples had been filled with the Spirit, and I wanted to experience this as well, so that I too could be a witness. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere. Acts 1:8. I wanted to be a witness. After a time of prayer, praise, and worship, the Holy Spirit started to breathe on us. Several trembled and started speaking in other languages. Some laughed and others cried. I remembered seeing Laurent, who was naturally rather withdrawn, start roaring with laughter, which wasn't really his temperament. I remember Sarah, who, naturally joyful, was crying her eyes out. When the Spirit visits us, our whole beings respond. As for me, I wasn't receiving. "What's happening, Lord?" I asked. "What about me? I want this too. I'm thirsty for you." And then, finally, the Holy Spirit fell on me, literally. I felt electric waves of love coming down upon me, stronger and stronger. And then, all of a sudden, my mouth was opened. I was filled with the Holy Spirit. I started speaking in heavenly tongues and praising God in new languages. It was heaven on earth. I was filled with new energy and new zeal. The fullness of the Spirit that some call the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a gift, a blessing, and is in no way a qualification of heavenly holiness. It doesn't make anyone superior and should never lead to spiritual arrogance. My friend, this is something I invite you to experience if you desire it. I believe that every child of God has received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has already been living in you since Christ became your Savior. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You can see this in 1 Corinthians 6:19. I believe that it is the Spirit of God who leads us to repentance, but He desires to act even more in our lives and fill us with His presence until we overflow, so that we can be witnesses of the good news to the ends of the earth. I'll leave you with these words from John 20:22. Then He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.